Grand Rising, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening to all of you out there. How's it going today? What's going on? It's October 2023. We made it through the lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. What's going on, you guys? I don't even know what I want to talk about today. Me and a friend of mine, we were just sitting here discussing something you should never really get into, which is religion, God, the angels, ancestors, spirit guides. You know, we were talking about all of that, and I was just telling her, me being black and her being white, we were just basically, she was telling me about white Jesus, and I said, well, you know, that's not my Jesus. I said, why wouldn't my creator look exactly like me? You know, everybody else's does, but black people are the only ones who worship a white Jesus. And this is a touchy-touchy situation. And she began to quote the Bible. I said, well, if we're going to go by the Bible, which I don't believe everything in there is true either, because man had his hand in it. I said, well, if we're going to quote the Bible, you know, God had hair of wool, feet like brass as if burnt in a furnace, and red eyes. And I said, that's black all day. And then she was like, well, there's people in the Middle East who are darker than you. I say, true, but they don't have hair of wool. She was like, well, yeah, you have to put conditioner on their hair. I said, yet and still it's long, flat, or curly, but it's definitely not a wool. And I was telling her that black people on the planet are the only ones that our hair grows straight up out of our head. We straighten it to make it fall flat, but it grows straight up. Everybody else's hair grows down. So we spoke about a few more things about, you know, she don't believe it's more than one God. I say, well, according to the Bibles, you know, there's the infinite God and then there's little G's, little gods and stuff. And I was like, she was like, well, I don't think God has a body. I said, well, according to the Bible, you know, we were made in his image. So she said, well, image doesn't mean, image could mean personality. I said, no, that means personality, how somebody is. Image is an image, period. So I said, well, let's look up the meaning of image. And she says, well, that's man's definition. I said, exactly. And the Bible is man's definition. I said, because people swear on the King James Bible, but King James himself wrote 3 books of demonology and tortured people and stuff. You know, so he wasn't the most quote unquote Christian like man. And then we were talking about Jesus being the light bearer and Lucifer being the light bearer. Jesus being the morning star and Lucifer being the morning star. Also, God said he's the creator of good and evil. So you can't have one without the other. The balance would be off. So, and I was telling her, I said, well, you know, people always get in arguments or upset when they're talking about religious things. I say, but none of us really know what we're talking about because it's a spell on everything. Everything that we think probably is backwards. We don't know. We're just here. We're spiritual beings living on this earth, and we need bodies to walk around on this earth. Energy never dies. It just reshapes, or what, however you want to say it, but it transfers into other things, places. We have multiverses, multi-universes. So if a part of you exists in each multiverse, then we are infinite. You never die because a piece of you always exists somewhere. It's just a lot of weird stuff, you know, but we didn't argue anything about it. We just spoke about things, and because we are different cultures, and she told me that she was Indian, and I looked at her, I said, she said her third great grandmother was Indian, and then, you know, she has German and something else. I said, so your great 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 grandmother was Black? And she was like, no, Indian. I said, well, Indians are Black, the original ones. And she kind of looked at me crazy. I said, yeah, they were until the white man came and started mixing with them to make a lighter complected Indian. I say, but Indians were darker than me. You know, she was like, wow. But if you don't know, you don't know. When I was a little girl, I believed that the image of Jesus was Jesus. And when I was 28, you know, I started to really read for myself and find out things and was like, wow, we're the only culture that worships something that doesn't look like us. You know, everybody else, the Chinese or whatever, have Buddha, that culture. You know, white people have Jesus. You know, other people have Kali or whatever the name. Whoever they worship, it fits them, except for the Black race. And I was like, we're all lied to as a whole, but we were talking about, you know, the Anunnaki, and she was talking about the Jewish people. And I told her once again, those aren't the real Jews. You know, they're fake, you know. And, well, I mean, we just talked about a whole bunch of stuff. But you never know what people are at unless you have a discussion, not an argument or a debate about it, you know. And then you learn a few things, because I learned some stuff from her and she learned some stuff from me. That gives you a different perspective on things. But, I didn't even know where I was going with what I was going to talk about today, but that was perfect. We can't be judgmental. Everybody has their own crosses to bear and their demons to slay. And there's no one perfect person. We can strive to be, and I was telling her that, she was like, I follow the Ten Commandments. I said, did you know that the Ten Commandments came from the 44 laws of Matt? And she was like, what? I was like, yeah, go read them. And they probably came from somewhere else before that. We won't know. You know, they're going to lie to us to the end. But I said, so we're going to go with the Ten Commandments. I say, screw all other nine. If you go with one commandment, you'll follow the rest. And that's treat others how you want to be treated. That means you don't want to be lied to, killed, cheated on, stolen from, feelings hurt, none of that. So if we treat everybody like we want to be treated, then we'll be okay. But of course, it doesn't go like that. Because again, in the Bible, if we're going to go by that, it says, even when you're doing good, evil is always present. So how in the hell can you ever do good? You can never be good enough. You can't do nothing good if evil is always present. You can have intentions, but then it also says that so a man think. If you thought it, then you might as well do it, because you already thought about doing it and it's in your mind and in your heart. So with that being said, if somebody treats you wrong or something and you start wishing bad on them, you got to pay for that, because somebody did you wrong and you had a bad thought about them. But you ask for forgiveness for the thought, but you still got to pay for it. Just, you know, shit is just crazy when you really sit down and try to think about it or analyze it. And then she was like, there's only one God. I say, no, if we're going to go by the Bible, he said there's big G's and little G's. I mean, a big G and little G's. So there are different creators. How do I say that? We ourselves as humans are creators. Whether we're creating a product, whether we're creating another human, we are still creators who can make things different in this world, whether we choose to make it good or bad. But I just wanted to talk a little bit and see how everybody's doing, how your October is going. We're just in the beginning of it. Today is October the 5th. And we're coming into fall, my favorite time of the year, from October to January. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. The weather is perfect. The people are nicer. You know, people tend to be a little kinder. You know, families come together a little bit more. What's not to love? But I hope you guys are doing well. And I just wanted to do a check-in. I hope you guys have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. Y'all know I couldn't help myself. I couldn't leave without giving you a snippet of these vocals now. All right, you guys, have a blessed day. Oh, well, not yet. And I found out that the word blessed, be blessed, I'm blessed, 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 that's not a good word. Look it up. That's your homework. See what the word blessed really mean and where it derives from. It's all trickery. But again, ta-ta!